In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 10, God makes it as clear as it could possibly be made. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. Yet there are so many people today that go against his word. They place a human being or things of mankind on an equal level with God. I mean, you've seen the signs, the banners, the bumper stickers, social media posts, where a president, a politician, even guns are pronounced as an equivalency with God. These men and women who are placed in that equivalency by their misguided zealots actually encourage this when they should be doing the exact opposite. And it's especially true since many of these wrongly elevated at least profess to be Christians. So why do they allow it to go on? Well, there's personal gain. That's typically power, money, often both. God gives a warning in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 16 and 17 tell us about the cost of becoming prey to these false idols. Take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them, lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you, and he shut up the heavens so there would be no rain, and the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord is giving you. It's called idolatry, and the company it keeps, you know, it's not pleasant. Paul in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, shares, let's call it the family tree of idolatry. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Idolatry does come with the cost, just as God warned. That certainly holds true today, not just back in the days of the Old Testament. We'll just ask all those people who were at the U.S. Capitol January 6th who are now sitting either in a courtroom or prisons due to their idolatry and actions which went against the word of God. So why do so many fall prey to those seeking idolatry? Blindness, ignorance. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 44, verses 9 through 11. Those who make an image, all of them are useless, and their precious things shall not profit. They are their own witnesses. They neither see nor know, that they may be ashamed. Who would form a god and mold an image that profits him nothing? Surely all his companions would be ashamed, and the workmen, they are mere men. Let them all be gathered together. Let them stand up, yet they shall fear, they shall be ashamed together. Throughout the Bible, there are examples of the costs paid for idolatry. Floods, famine, droughts, infestations, more than that. Topping that list is eternal damnation for those who refuse to repent. As Jesus told the Pharisees in Luke chapter 16, verse 15, and he said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God." So is that how you want God to see you? Would you want to embrace the lesson from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of man, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.